Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Today's official tea is Bigelow Orange and Spice Herb Tea, a zesty blend of orange and spice. So while we're beginning to steep it, let's introduce everyone. Starting on my, over there, he's one of the important voices from Nerdvana Podcast. It's...
Oh, JC Arkham.
JC Arkham, excellent, welcome. The official bobbing steep of Leaf and Let Die, available on our website. Also with us, Hugo Award-winning artist, and can I say bon vivant?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Oh, wow, I actually said it.
Yeah, sure.
And that is?
Mo Starkey.
And of course, on the other side, he's the man about town, a man's man. He's the ultimate fighting champion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's...
Two, but Chuck!
Excellent. All right. Now we're going to start steeping this. And we've got Mo here, so we're going to talk a little bit about art.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now, I can talk about that.
Yes, I'm aware. Now, who are your influences as an artist?
Wow, there's so many. Of course, Jack Kirby, Kelly Fraze.
The wonderful Kelly Fraze.
And the wonderful Kelly Fraze. And, so many I can't name them all.
Oh, my God, Rob Liefeld.
Oh, no! No! Wrong. And you are so wrong. You are so dead, dog boy.
You don't get her extra bread now.
Okay,
I'm
that's
feeling
right.
The love. I'm not feeling
I'm
the
not,
love.
I'm not sharing my bread with you.
Let's be honest. For a guy who learned all his anatomy, apparently, from some sort of muscle-bound cow that he discovered in a field of scientific experiments.
And the C-Max After Dark movie series.
C-Max After Dark. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, this is,
I haven't thought about that in decades.
This is a guy who learned female anatomy from not just looking at old Playboy magazines, but studying Nagel of the 80s. So all his women have this, you know, this very stylish, vapid, not nearly so good as what Nagel could do, and it's just awful, What an insult! Thanks.
When did Liefeld
hurt my feelings?
When did Liefeld start doing art? I thought he was around like the late 70s. Was Aki later than that?
God, I don't know. Wow. I was busy actually. Late 70s, I was actually working. I was working a job. I was working as an artist.
And you were in elementary school, so...
Maybe.
Wow, that's good.
Somebody's elementary school.
Whoa, hold on now. Let's...
What is this week? Orange douchebag medley or something like that?
This is orange spice. Let's continue the steeping bob.
And they have the word zesty in it, so I'm a little concerned.
Zesty. Hey, it can't be as bad as last week, let's be honest.
Why not?
Last week was...
I'm not smelling this yet.
Yes. Yes. Now another thing about art is I'm currently
looking...
No, I
take that back. There it is.
There it is, yeah. I'm trying to figure out my proper first vote for the Hugo for Best Professional Artist.
Ah.
And my favorite cover artists are not up this year, except for John Picacio.
Then vote for John Picacio.
Well, I always vote for John Picacio first. But yeah. It's the rest of them. Like, I don't know this, is it Vincent
Van Gogh?
No, he's good.
He's good? What's he doing?
Good.
What's he done? I haven't seen anything that I can think of. Oh, don't ask you. Oh, I see.
For the folks at home, she mouthed, don't ask me.
Yeah, he's I let her Enoch Chuck. And she started growing?
Oh, no.
Are you kidding? Right now, I just got my membership. I've got like 2 days to vote on the Hugos, mm-hmm. and I've only read half of what. I feel really bad.
Yeah, oh, crap, that's right. We got to vote.
We got to vote. Get out there and vote.
I have voted in almost every other category except for Best Professional Artist. Well, I have a one next to John Picacio, but that's it.
I always vote for John Picacio.
You know why? Hell of an artist.
Hell of an artist. And I really kind of resent they've labeled him what they call a hybrid, that he uses a lot of computer, he uses his computer to finish it off. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the computer is a medium, and it's worthy.
Well, he integrates the computer more into his art than a lot of artists who just do finishing. Mm-hmm. He actually did a panel together at Conquest where we were both guests of honor. And he actually sort of showed from sketch to finish. Mm-hmm. And while, yeah, the sketches are all thing, it looked like about maybe 2/3 of the process was computer.
Well, that's what I do now well, because working on the computer, I mean, changing your mind isn't nearly as easy as undo.
True.
It's a great tool for working up the sketches.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of an eye stigma,
mm-hmm.
And what I'll put a piece that I've drawn really quick, and it'll show all those flaws. I put it into the computer, and I can tweak it and bend it and get it in the right proportions that I want.
Manipulate it to your will.
Exactly. It makes a great tool. But like a lot of my students, I tell them, computers and the whole computer medium, it really is a fairy gift. It's only as good as the electricity that runs it. So if you don't have those foundation courses and the ability to work in other mediums that are more accessible, a computer is just, it might as well stay in your head.
Hmm.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, as a professional graphic designer myself, an artist, I started off photography, old school, by doing things in a dark room,
mm-hmm.
printing and processing my own film, and then I moved over to a digital format. Of course, you learn all those other things that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Brushes. Love
brushes.
Love textures.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent.
Now the thing my favorite of your stuff, I love your painted stuff, but I love your pen and ink stuff. I think that's great.
If I could find a way to make a living off of just the blind contour sketching that I do,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times that comes out much, much more, it's more immediate, it's a lot fresher.
Mm-hmm.
It's organic.
But on the other hand, doing work for the drink tank, I love being able to explore and mm-hmm. to experiment. And that's why, our relationship with doing the drink tank has been mm-hmm. just... You've given me a playground to play in, and I get to do what I want and experiment, and it helps me actually get a practical experience that I later move on into my professional work.
Nice.
Thank you.
Chuck?
I'm renaming your tea now that I'm getting the cloud. Orange SPD, man. Orange SPD.
All right, and now it is time to pour, because it has been 8 minutes and 3 seconds.
Oh, good Lord.
Four cups.
Is that how long it's supposed to do?
Deeply steeped. Yes.
Is that the proper
amount? Yeah, that's the proper amount. 5 to 10 minutes, they say.
Ew.
All right, here we go. The official pouring.
Not too much. I'm driving.
Give that one to her. Just a little bit for me.
A little bit for you?
When? Stop.
I have to get it so it gets a sound.
Oh, my God. This was my last week's sample over at Kaiser.
So.
Not good for you over at Kaiser,
back on
man.
That
yeah.
diet there, Mr.
What have you been drinking? Okay. Now, hold on. We're not done yet.
This looks like the chemical they first gave me when I had cancer. Honestly.
Actually, it looks like what gave you cancer.
Here we go again, Doc. See you next week.
Here,
all right, everyone, a smell.
Oh, wait.
The first the smell test.
The clinking of the,
clinking of the styrofoam.
The scraping of the styrofoam. Sounds like
it smells exactly like potpourri.
Yeah.
And hello. And toasted styrofoam.
Orange SPD, folks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm picking up the scent of orange, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting any orange, but I'm definitely getting the
very potpourri, yes, like you were saying.
Yeah,
well, orange
spicy.
Orange if I took one of those car deodorizers and dipped it in there for a while.
It might have more flavor.
Yes. All right. Now it's time for the test. We taste.
Good Lord. I hope my will is up to date.
Could use a little more clove.
You know,
okay, now I smell the orange.
I smell the orange, but I don't taste the orange.
It's funny. I taste the orange. I don't taste so much the spice.
Yeah.
Really?
I smell it. I don't really taste it.
The spice is there, but I don't taste it either.
Yeah. Yeah, it tastes awful. I mean, this is just wretched.
You know, I think this is more tasting more like orange lip balm.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, I mean, it's more of a lip balmy kind of taste.
You can taste the orange oil.
Yes.
And it... Oh, but there is no tea in this.
No, there's no tea in this. There's no tea in this.
This is just boiled.
So we're calling this tea in the very loosest sense.
The loose sense of the term.
So the point is, will it cut the smell of marijuana and whiskey in your mouth for like when you get pulled over by a cop?
No, I don't think so.
In fact, my...
Oh, it's awful. Oh, this is real bad.
It's not as bad as last week.
It's not as bad as last week. Or the, were you there for the licorice spice?
Oh my God. At
WesterCon?
I'm not sure.
Oh, that was so bad. That was wretched.
This is orange fart, though. I mean, it's pretty bad. I mean, I'm not going to have the nightmares tonight that I had last week. But.
No, the licorice was like, that reflux.
I mean, really, I taste that kind of waxy, like lip balmy kind of taste in there.
This is Bigelow. There's just something industrial about Bigelow.
This is the second largest tea producer in America.
Well, no, I mean, last year, like, I had that, you know, it was tasting like rubber to me, and this week it's kind of got like that industrial feel to it. You know
what I like of Bigelow's teas? I like the constant comment.
Oh, yeah.
That, I like that.
And Earl Grey's not bad either.
So, Earl Grey's good. English breakfast is good.
Which is this part five?
This is part six.
So far we're six for six, as in like they all suck.
No, we have one. The Earl Grey was pretty good.
Bigelow Earl Grey.
That was number one or two.
That was number one or two.
Yeah.
So since then, we're on a streak.
So was the
tea you fed this English woman, was that horrid as well?
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, it's up on the website right now. You can look for it. It's the special featuring an actual Brit. It was from the freezer case. I wanted to do an iced tea. And it was from Unilever. Literally, there was no other brand marking that other than Unilever.
I feel like I've lip balmed my tongue.
Isn't it pronounced Unilever?
Only if you're a communist.
Probably this British one was probably pronounced shit.
Yeah, she was very. She said there was an aftertaste of bile putrescence, I believe was the phrase.
This is pure shit, Christopher.
You're so full of shite.
I love the word putrescence.
Putrescence. Now three of us here, and again, the cheese stands alone. We're at the Psychotronics Film Festival this past weekend.
I had a very odd weekend, which I will tell you about after this recording. That will stun and amaze you as to what was going on this weekend.
Fair
enough.
Now, what was your favorite film of the Psychotronic Film Festival, Chuck?
Oh, definitely the Tina Side film. And I'm blocking
Tina Side, The Last Date.
The Last Date,
featuring Richard York.
Richard York from. And I would give him this tea, you know, because he drives monsters, and his daddy, who'd only been arrested three times, taught him to drive.
I'm not even going to finish this.
Taught him to drive. I will rip your beard out by the roots, sir, if you pour that tea. Thank you.
You can't leave it in there. You don't have to drink it.
I'm an Indian. We use every part of the tea.
We're Mexican. I'm both that good. Well, no, he's Indian.
But it's the only
much like a fingertip full.
An eighth.
It's the only driver safety film I saw that had a psychosexual component to it. It's the only driver I've ever seen that had a psychosexual component.
Now I would have loved to have seen Stanley Kubrick's The Last Date, because it would have been about 5.5 hours.
See Dick York and whoever that actress was staring over each other, shoulder into the mirror. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mo, yours?
I am a sucker for the Scopatones.
Nice.
And they're always just, they always shock me. And
Sonny
King and Lou Rawls.
Sonny King, I cry for you. That was That's all I heard driving home.
And if folks are curious, I bet you can find a lot of these on YouTube.
Actually, you can find the last date is a part of the Prelinger archive.
Ah,
so
there
you can
go.
Find it on archive.org.
Okay.
A lot of the Scopatones you can also find on both YouTube and archive.org.
I love Joy Lansing.
Oh, Joy Lansing.
And her
Sea of Love?
No, Web of Love. And you guys got to check it out, because the Python guy is just a hoot.
Yeah,
folks, this is some of the best $5 you'll ever spend. You know, yeah. When these things come up.
Yeah, Psychotronics Foothill College fundraiser for KFJC. Better than this tea, I can guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's an undersell, but okay.
Oh, you know what got me at Psychotronic was all the commercials that were brand new when I was a kid. And the health advisory ones on, you know, wear your raincoat, the
yes.
Food group.
Oh, yeah.
When I lived in Alaska as a kid, in Anchorage, this was, we got up there just a week after the earthquake. And
oh, wow.
A lot of, yeah, the big earthquake, the Good Friday one, we had to boil our water. We lived in a condemned house, and there were still tremors going on, and television sucked, because unless the plane didn't get there with the canisters, with the tapes, you got 2 hours of continuous commercials.
Oh, God.
On television in Anchorage, Alaska. So that was my experience. And so watching Psychotronic was just like an evening in Anchorage.
One of my favorite Psychotronic films this year was actually...
Why are you still drinking it?
Was actually the whole series of intermission movies.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, Let's All Go to the Lobby is the most famous. They didn't show Ugga Wugga Snack Bar. That's unfortunate. That's one of my favorites.
Did they show Bambi versus Godzilla?
No.
I've never seen that there.
No, I don't know if it was done on... I must have been on 16.
At least
they
didn't
16
show
millimeter.
Andy yeah. and his friends, which creeps me out to no end.
Andy and his friends? Which one's
Andy
that?
And his friends. Andy Devine? And his little puppet friend and all these tortured little
yes.
animals dressed up in clothes, and they're
yes.
all, and it's supposed to be cute and a kids show. Oh God!
How about,
it's just looking at it with today's sensibilities, you think, why wasn't this man put in prison?
What about Home Honey, I'm High? Was
no,
that in there?
No, that was actually done directly to video. This is all 16 millimeter.
Oh, this is all from, you know, back in the day.
Oh, that's from, this guy has it all in 16 millimeter.
Yeah,
real.
Time ago. Yeah.
My time.
Yeah, no, Home Honey, I'm High was actually done on video for Spike and Mike's.
Yeah, Spike and Mike's.
And, yeah, I love Spike and Mike's. I miss it. I wish it was still around.
I wish they would bring that back around, because that was awesome stuff.
Yes. Now, my favorite, other than the things, was a Harryhausen I had never seen. I had never,
oh, that little Red
I had never
Hood
seen
number.
That little Red Riding Hood?
Hood? Yeah.
She looks like a blow-up doll?
Where face keeps changing?
Yeah.
Oh,
this
good
is,
Lord.
This is obvious. Hello, Ken. This was obviously... and the flowers are still standing. This was obviously done for a paycheck for Mr. Harryhausen.
Well, you know, even artists have to make a paycheck once in a while.
Hey, Mo. That's right. And you're
that's
an artist
right.
available for commissions.
Absolutely. And you can find... Just look up Maureen Starkey. Google my name, stuff comes up, and eventually you'll find me, and I'm up for any commissions.
All right. And now is the time on the show when we do Darjeelings Are Forever, where we talk about Bond villains. And who's the greatest Bond villain of all time? That's right. Nick Knack. The switchblade-wielding Hervé Villechaize. Now here's the question, because I don't think Hervé Villechaize would drink tea. What beverage do you think Nick Knack relaxes to?
Prune juice.
Okay. I see where your head's at. I like that.
Yeah.
Ish.
A little, you know, a little Spellegrino's in there and give it a fizz.
You know, it's funny. I was gonna say a cranberry juice with just a spritz of, you know, soda water.
Straight up protein shake.
Sorry.
See, Villechaize there with like this big old hunk and next to him swimming pool size brandy snifter just full of protein shake, you know?
Oh, jeez.
Me? No question. Grape knee high.
No doubt. Grape knee high. Oh. Radar.
Yeah. Yes, he and Radar are right.
Riley. Sitting with the grape knee high.
I think
right.
It was the knee high reference. But.
Ta-da, ta-da, ta-da.
And I actually finished my tea, which is allowing me to see through time now.
No, you haven't.
Oh, yes.
Here's some more.
The knee high reference to Tacor Boxy. I see where you went there.
Here we go. Here, enjoy. It's delicious.
He is such a
my favorite line. My favorite line from the tango. Eat some. They're delicious.
All right, people.
One drink makes you water.
All right, people.
It'll make you pretty.
He's going to pee like a racehorse here. Later on.
Standing up in a field. All right,
Cuba
people.
Gives you.
We have run out of time here. So
he's not drinking it, people. So don't believe him next time. He won't drink it. Yeah. There he goes. There he goes. Oh,
next
my God.
Week's tea will be like Junkyard Medley or something.
There you
like
go.
That. Because
it's not like we have gigabytes of like space on this hard drive.
I only have 62.2 hours, people.
Okay. Pour him up some more.
He drank every bit.
Yes. All right. So, this has been Leaf and Let Die. We're here with
JC Arco.
Two Buck Chuck.
Maureen Starkey.
And a reminder, Bigelow's, this might not be the best advertisement, but it's about the only one you're getting. So, cash can be sent care of my email address.